Straight down the middle.
This is Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence. Your 8:03 tee time every Sunday morning right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by tweeting Matthew at ML on WLXG. Ask questions or comments on what you'd like Matthew to talk about on the show. Today's show is sponsored by French Lick Resort, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Play Golf Lexington, and by Edwin Watts Golf. Let's join your host, Matthew Lawrence, for Backspin Golf.
Good morning. Happy Easter, everybody. It's another edition of Backspin Golf here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. I am happy, happy to be here as always. We're going to have a terrific show, as we always do. Perry French back with me, not on the phone like last Sunday. Back with me. We'll talk about some short game stuff. He has some great short game tips for us. And then a couple of friends from locally. Sometimes we go way away from Lexington for our guests. But today, Brian Lane, the head golf coach and head basketball coach at Trancy, will join us. And then Lauren Vernon from over at Keene Trace Golf Club, 36 holes of golf. One club, all-inclusive. We'll talk to her and get the lowdown on what's going on over at Keene Trace. Before we get to them, though, a quick note about Harbortown, where the Heritage is being played this weekend, obviously today, final round. One of the great things about the game that we love is the connection between we talk about it during the week. Mikey, hi, Mikey. I tell a little secret over in Barn 28. We talk about it, the connection between generations, fathers and sons, grandfathers and sons, mothers and daughters, mothers and sons, with golf. One of the best experiences I ever had was at Harbortown. I used to play in a tournament every year there. I have a picture of my son Everett when he was about four, and I walking down the 18th fairway with the lighthouse in the background, holding hands. It's one of my great memories of life. One of the reasons why we love golf the way we do. When you watch today, check out that lighthouse in the 18th fairway. I was walking down it with my four-year-old son, Everett. All right, we'll be back with Perry French right after the break here on Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Now, joining Matthew on Backspin Golf is Perry French, PGA professional and territory manager of Srixon Cleveland Golf.
I'm taking a deep breath now here on Backspin Golf because my partner in crime and golf, Perry French, was not with me for the last 2 weeks due to different circumstances. He's never missed a show in 4 years, and then all of a sudden, 2 weeks in a row, well, he called in last Sunday morning before the final round of the Masters. Now I am with him again, and it makes my heart sing.
What does it sing? Because you always have some kind of version.
Woody's Roundup. That's a long story. It's an inside joke. Hi, Perry French.
Good morning.
Mr. Speaking of Cleveland golf.
Yeah.
And Srixon, of course. I am holding in my hand... it's so beautiful. It's an RTX 3 50-degree Cleveland wedge.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I'm sitting inside holding this in my hand and not on a golf course right now is driving me nuts.
Less than 24 hours, you'll be trying it out, though. That's the good news.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's it's exciting time of the year. Obviously, we just got the first majors in the books. An amazing major, as it always starts out. The Masters delivers in different ways every year. Yeah, in different ways. All the factors this year with Sergio getting his first, Seve's 60th. We talked about it Sunday. It all came to fruition. It didn't look like it was going to happen back on 13 after the three-shot lead became a three-shot deficit. What a crazy turnaround that event was.
Because we talked about it, Mikey and I on our show, and just with different people, that making five on 13 won the Masters for him, to me.
Sure. I mean, it was a momentum swing for both players. Because
the old Sergio would have made a double on that hole, possibly.
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, he spoke to his calmness all week. There's a bit of eeriness about, it seems like, the players, when they are ready to win, their acceptance of the flow of the round of golf, or the tournament rounds of golf, you know. It's amazing how that all came to him. You'd say, well, what took him so long? Hey, listen, it's something that it's a learned skill. It comes from the,
what's,
you know,
taken Lee Westwood so long, we can ask now. I mean, it's with all these guys that have never won a major.
Right. I mean, it's what players get at some point in their career, if they're going to get it, and they have that stretch where they accept and stay in the process and stay in the moment and mm-hmm. continue to do what they believe in to be true and know it works and let it play itself out rather than trying to force the issue. I think if we go back to Greg Norman, more recent great player who I think was forcing the issue at different times, playing ahead of himself, and that's why we didn't see his major total be any greater than it was, as great a player as he was. The Jack's show on
Jack got
show,
it early.
Oh, Jack
Tiger got it early.
Exactly. That's something you can't. It's an intangible that you can't even imagine. But they showed Greg Norman the year Jack won the 86 Masters. Greg Norman was tied for the lead, had made birdie to tie Jack, and on 18 fairway, perfect drive. And where does Greg Norman hit it? 20 yards into the gallery, makes mm-hmm. bogey. We saw him do it against Fuzzy at the U.S. Open. I mean, the same. I
there
mean, almost duplicate
times.
Shots, and that seemed to be his Achilles heel. I mean, he didn't just miss the shot; it was off the charts miss. So, again, those are things that I think, in a calmness that Sergio kept talking about, we saw him deliver shot after shot. The par you just mentioned, huge par. The three putt to go with it.
Right.
I think even if he would have made birdie, it still would have been just that. It was a momentum keeper for him. The fact that he got the bonus out of a three-putt gift from Justin really propelled. And then we saw the next two holes,
right.
I mean, 14
birdie
and 15. And birdie, eagle were just a tremendous. It's a tribute to the way the Masters seems to deliver. Those series of holes are just
incredible. And here's the other thing. As we were watching all this unfold, because nowhere else, it's pretty much true for every golf tournament on the PGA Tour, it doesn't start till the back nine on Sunday.
Correct.
Every tournament.
Right. That's where most
but
are positioned.
We always think of that in terms of the Masters. Right. They always say, the Masters doesn't begin until the back nine at Augusta on Sunday. And it's true every year,
right.
Except when Tiger was, you know, destroying the field.
And, you know, again, just going back to when Jordan had the five-stroke lead, you'd have thought it was over then, but we saw what happened. You know, Greg Norman.
Right.
Again, players who have had that lead, and to see the ebb and flow, how it goes back and forth and can change so quickly.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I know it's the golf course, it's the event, and the Masters, the fact that, you know, you were Masters champion for life. In the fact that you're coming back every year. I mean, all the other majors have that exemption, but it's a limited period of time, and certainly you're a major champion,
right.
But it's certainly significant.
And, like, for example, the U.S. Open, you're not having a dinner at every tournament year, and you're not doing all the things around the Masters that are what Bobby Jones wanted.
Right.
I mean, and obviously Bobby Jones hasn't been here for a long time, but I always think if he knew what was going on with the tournament that he started as this little invitational, I think it's in keeping with everything that he stood for and then a million times more.
Yeah, it's amazing how that heritage has continued with the leaders of Augusta National to do those things and just seem to keep making better and better improvements to the whole event itself. The practice facility there is mm-hmm. you know, again, typical of the Masters, second to none.
And you know, even the media center, which we've seen pictures of, and I have a lot of friends that were there in the media center, you know, writing and reporting, and none of them wanted that to throw them out after the Masters. It's like the Taj Mahal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So all those guys down there, keep doing what you're doing,
right?
And we'll all be fine
with
it.
And we'll look forward to next April when the
paella next April for the dinner.
Oh yes, yes.
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, it would be awesome. Be very cool. All right, let's talk a little bit about, because you are our short game guru and our long game guru too, because you are one of the great pros in America. No, you don't have to laugh.
I'm smiling.
Hey, it's my show. I can think what I want.
I appreciate that compliment.
And if I were a better student, I would be much further along.
It's all
along
about the journey.
I got your process, Bell. Okay. Nowhere is it more critical, the short game, than at Augusta.
Right.
And we just saw it. The positions that you find yourself in with greens running at a 15 and side hill lives and all kinds of stuff where you can win and lose a golf tournament because of a chip.
Right.
Talk to me a little bit about that part of the short game at a, you know, a place like Augusta.
Yeah, well, I think for most of us when we're playing, we see conditions on the course that some are very comfortable, and it could be the same shot, but because the lie has changed, it went from that nice fluffy lie
sitting up
to a tight lie, or you know, or in the rough lie, and then all of a sudden our mind starts changing. It's the same. It could be the exact same shot you had the hole before that was in a clean lie. Now you're in a scruffy lie, and there's where players start, I think, losing what is the process, and they start trying to alter things, and they really just need to accept the condition and understand how what they're trying to do and how the condition changes what the ball is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the good lie, the great lie that you're comfortable with, is always your favorite shot, but when you do it, you have a set of things that you do every time. And that's one thing that players, I find, change when the lies start changing. They start changing, and that's the mistake.
That is so me to a T.
Could be from changing the club.
Yeah.
That would be, oh, I'm going to try something. Wait a second. If this is a yardage and a club that's used in this shot environment, there's no reason for you to change the club. It's going to work for you because of the loft, and you understand the feel and how the ball reacts to that loft. So don't change clubs, okay? Don't change stances. Don't change
That is what I do more than anything.
Don't change the way you set up. Players start altering. Okay, the only thing you have to do is accept the lie and understand what the lie is going to do for the ball. So if we have a clean lie, you're going to get a lot more cleaner strike. It'll probably get a chance to spin, and it won't roll out as much.
Okay.
So you can play a little bit more aggressively to carry the ball up further towards the pin. That's because of the clean lie. You can do that.
Right.
Conversely, if you play the clean lie and land it too sharp, far short, what happens sometimes, it hits the front of the green, just kind of stays right there.
Right.
And you go, oh, I came up way short. Well,
chunked it. You didn't really chunk it.
You just didn't hit it to carry it up because of the spin that you were able to get on that.
Right.
People will get spin, regardless of your skill level, you will spin a clean lie shot to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's put some grass around it. Now it looks like the ball is sitting in a, you know, in a moderate rough. We'll call it the first cut.
You can see the top half of the ball.
Yeah. Maybe. You play this ball the same exact way with your setup, with your weight slightly forward, about 60% on your left side, ball in the same position. Again, this is the same distance shot. What you have to do, though, is
Now where is the ball position?
Ball position slightly forward of center.
Okay.
So a little more towards the left. What we have to have happen here is we have to have the club, because the grass is around the golf ball, club to enter in and get some slide, get some of that bounce to get the club to get into the condition and let the ball pop out.
Okay.
People try to get that club on top of the ball with the leading edge, and that's when it comes out hard and fast, and you know, just you catch a flush and it's gone.
These are all me. All of them.
So we have to, or the other conversion is when you put the hands too far forward and you get that chunk and it goes 2 feet.
Right. Yeah, that's me too. Yeah.
So I like to say play this like a bunker shot, because in the bunker shot, we know we have to hit behind the ball and let the bounce do it. This is really the same kind of shot in that aspect. Get the club to engage by letting the hands lead a little bit, slightly, but allow that club to come in an inch or so behind. Let the grass do what it does. It becomes a buffer. The only thing about this, because of the grass, it'll reverse some of the spin scenario, so it'll roll itself out.
Right.
So you can land it a little shorter or expect it to roll out from wherever. If you have a long distance to the pin, you can create the ball will roll for more.
Mm-hmm.
You. If you fly it too far towards the pin, it'll probably run past the hole.
Right.
But that may be a good miss. Remember, a 10-foot putt long of the pin is better than a 20-foot putt that doesn't get up the hill because you didn't carry it far enough and it rolls back to you or something. So it's not necessarily that you're going to hit it close to the pin because of the condition and what you've got left, but give yourself a chance.
Right.
Then we put it into the scruffy lie, the real bad, I'll call it a bear lie. You play this one just like you do the best lie. You let the club do the work, let the bounce come into play, keep your hands slightly forward and let the club strike the ball first. You don't, again, you don't need to expect more than a same type of result as far as release and spin.
Right.
There's nothing around the ball, but it's sitting on a hard pan or something like that. So we have two conditions really that are similar, the best lie, the nice turf lie,
and the bare lie.
And then we have the other one. That's the one with the grass around the shot to let the club do the work and slide in and get that ball to pop out of there.
You're so good.
It's not changing what you do. It's just understanding the lie and making it, and just doing the same thing.
Right. Holy cow. Well,
something to work on this weekend for you in your first and your first and second and probably third chip you'll have of the day. You'll have all three conditions probably.
On the same hole.
No, hopefully not.
No, I'm only kidding. I'm kidding, golf gods. I'm kidding.
Yes.
All right. It's great to have you in front of me again.
Good to be back.
Other than
looking forward to some golf.
Yeah.
Let's find out how that short game works.
All right. Thanks, Pepper.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
All right. You know, this is one of these times on Backspin Golf. Yeah. We have people from Canada and from Ireland and Florida, California. When I really want to get down to it, I go right up Broadway, right to the office of the greatest combination coach in NCAA history, golf and basketball, Brian Lane at Trancy. Do you think that, is that a little, am I pouring it on a little too much, Coach?
Wow. California, Ireland, and all you have to do is go up four blocks. That's
I know.
Good. I like that.
I know. But I was talking more about the greatest dual coach in NCAA history. That's really what I was going for.
Okay. You probably overstepped it a little bit.
Just a little?
I mean, you can keep going if you want.
No, I will. I mean, you know me. It's been years I've been going, so why stop?
I'm fortunate to coach outstanding athletes in two sports. That is correct. And what better place than right here in the heart of the Bluegrass?
Oh, boy. Oh, this is going to be good. Oh, boy. All right. So let's start with, obviously, we're in golf season. Let's start with you and your team. A lot of people get confused with college golf because there's you don't have, like, football that you play in the fall and you have a spring game, but you don't play a schedule. Golf, there are different seasons, there are different all kinds of stuff. So tell us what's happened, say, since basketball ended with you.
Well, the way the college golf season is, especially Kentucky, Ohio, Indiana, and North, you play half your season before basketball season, and then you play half your season after basketball season.
Mm-hmm.
All the other golf coaches say you play before winter and you play after winter. Me, we play before basketball and play after. But, you know, one of the things that happens as soon as our season is over, basketball-wise, our golfers will have started early February working out and getting back into golf shape, but they head to most really good teams head south, whether it be Florida or South Georgia, for spring break. And we were able to do that and play. We've played at the site of the NCAA championship, Mission Inn, one of the old historic courses right in the middle of nowhere. Just outside of Orlando, but it's a test where every year there's an NCAA championship there at kind.
Yeah.
And this year that's where the host they're hosting the Division III national championship. So we go there. We end up the end of that week in Jekyll Island, Georgia. Then we come back and we have a couple previews. We played in Cincinnati. We went up to beautiful Terre Haute, Indiana.
Oh yeah.
Well, what's bad about Terre Haute is, you don't get to start. We don't ever stop at French Lick on the way, because that's what you need to do. We need to figure that.
Well, no, wait a
that
minute.
That detour.
What do you mean figure? All you got to do is ask me.
Left turn.
And I'll set the whole thing up.
Done.
French Lick is my place. I actually will be there in 2 weeks doing backspin golf from right
there.
Well,
how is that? So obviously I watched. I listened to the show, and the segue was a great opportunity for you to once again help out your sponsors. I like that. I mean, see?
Yeah, that was good.
I'm a team player.
That was good.
I'm a team player.
I'm proud
of
you.
we're getting ready for the next two weekends. We play conference tournaments in Cincinnati and in Indiana, 72-hole stroke play with the champion going to Indiana. Last year, we won our conference tournament and went to the NCAA tournament for the 10th straight year, which...
That's incredible. I mean, kidding aside, it's incredible.
Well, yeah. I mean, and it goes back to what I said about having really good players. Kentucky golf, junior golf, is unbelievable. And so, you know, there's enough golfers around for all of the different schools to really have a high-level team. And there's only there's 440 schools in NCAA Division III. It's the largest body in the NCAA. And there's only four schools that have been to the NCAA tournament the last 10 years. Methodist down in North Carolina, Oglethorpe in Atlanta, and then Illinois Wesleyan up in beautiful Bloomington, Illinois, so in Transy. So those four. So we've been in really good company, and I'm excited that Transylvania made the commitment to its athletic program to really jump out there and do something special, and we've been able to do it.
I'm just sitting here. You're around a lot of young people, so when I say SMH, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
I'm just shaking my head over here at that
yes.
last thing you talked. Well, I'm talking to you who apparently you have your emojis. I can't believe I brought this up because there was a time when you hit me with 47 emojis in a 30-second period.
Right.
One night. I can't
Bitmojis.
Even remember. Don't do it again, okay? Don't.
The ones that look like me?
Yeah, those. The Coach Brian Lane emojis.
Yeah, I like the ones where I'm coaching golf, but I'm in my basketball coaching attire with the crimson tie. Those are my favorite.
Oh, Lord.
I tell you what, I don't know what that company, who does that, did that company, but early on, and I did this with Under Armour, when my kids started wearing Under Armour, I said, I don't know, anybody that has money needs to invest in that company because all the kids, that's all they want to do is wear that tight stuff.
Yeah, I know. And, I don't get it. I don't get that at all, but right. I'm old.
If you had done that, we could have named one of our dorms after you. We have three new residence halls on our campus.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
And
unbelievable.
One of them could have been the Lawrence family. Well, we could have come up with a better name.
Hey, one of them still can be. I mean, we've got one that's to be named later.
Oh, okay.
You can be the guy.
All right. Well, I'll come over and pick up my swag, and we can talk about it. All right. Now, so you got all this golf stuff going on, but and you travel a tremendous amount, but you actually threw in a little side trip during this period, I heard. I think I read it in the paper. Like, didn't you get to go to Phoenix or something?
Well, we have our coaches' convention, and you don't even know this, but I'm a congressman with the National Association of Basketball Coaches. So, Congressman Lane is a little bit too strong, but you know, we go in, and every conference has a representative, and to sit in there. I'm sitting in a meeting, and I'm looking across, and this guy's won 700 games, and this guy just won his 800th game. And it's the entire country, but just the amount of time, energy, and class people in that room is, outside of me, is tremendous. So I go out. I went to Phoenix for that coaches' convention, the Final Four. Was able to get out of there after the games on Saturday night with the red eye. Flew to Detroit. I didn't know that was where I was headed. The guy says, "Where are you?" As I was checking in, he said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to Lexington." He said, "No, which connecting city?" And I said, "You know what? I have no idea."
Just get on the plane.
Right.
That's
so
all.
We went to Detroit, flew to Cincinnati, drove back to Lexington, and then had the opportunity to, you know, that's the basketball coach in me, and then the golf coach. I was able to head down to Augusta for Monday at the Masters. The weather was not terrific,
but
still an opportunity. Anytime you're on those grounds,
yeah,
being able to experience that was my third or fourth trip trip down there.
Not bad. You know, I, since you brought it up, I think now I have never been. Can you believe my brother Mitchie?
What?
I've never been to Augusta. Mitchell goes every year on Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
and he's never taken me. He's never
okay.
said, I got you a pass. I've never been there, but I wanted to say that the wind there on Monday, and I guess Tuesday, they had to cancel the par three on Wednesday.
Right.
You've been around golf for a long time. Was it as bad as everybody said that it was, or we couldn't really tell on TV?
Right. Well, the problem is when you're having a competition like that, even on the practice rounds, you've got all these people, the patrons, on the grounds, and you can't just say, okay, in 15 minutes it's going to start raining, everybody get under a tree. I mean, they literally, the siren goes off, and you can, they have the loudspeakers where it sounds like you have headphones on. I mean, you know, it's like there's a storm approaching. Everybody has to get off the course. They shut down the gift shop. Everybody walks out the door and goes to the cars or the restaurants or wherever, and then you wait. And then we were able to come back in, and we weren't in for 45 minutes, and then they came back on and said there's a tornado watch.
Mm-hmm.
Play has been suspended for the day, and see you tomorrow. Well, you know, most of those people that are there on Monday, they're not coming back.
Yeah.
You know, that's their opportunity. But, you know, the practice facility there is unbelievable. Which it's all that other stuff that you don't see on TV.
Mm-hmm.
That I can't believe you and I need to go
next year.
We need, that's fine.
All right,
we need to go because that course is hard enough as it is. Once it started raining and once it, the interesting thing that the way that they pump all that water out of the ground. I mean, you could just hear the sub. What's the
under the green where they suck all the moisture out?
They have it in fairways and everything.
So, yeah.
I mean, they're pulling it out and just shooting it down the stream. But, you know, the nicest people, you know, you better not walk on the grass as you walk out of the. You know, they've got people.
Yeah.
Stationed. It is a big time operation.
Yep. Well,
as we would know.
Yeah, and you know you. Who document everything now, you become a master videographer. You can't take your cell phone there, so we didn't get any updates from you down there, which was disappointing.
There was nothing, was there?
No.
There
nothing.
Was nothing.
Yeah.
I walked over, and Henry was on spring break, my son, so
mm-hmm.
he went with me, and I went over, and I said, hey, let me make a quick phone call. And he said, what's that right there? I said, that is a telephone. I said, that is a telephone. He said, but there's a cord. I mean, where's the cord go? I was like, it's a long story. We'll talk about it on the way home.
Oh, Lord.
It's the kind of phone that Uncle Matt still has.
Yeah, that's right. It's true. All right, you're the greatest. I'll be over to see you soon, and good luck with the conference tournaments. I know we're going to do great, and you're just the best.
I'm going to throw you a little nugget.
All right.
I hope that we are talking next week about something that may be one of the biggest things that's happened around these parts in a little while.
Okay.
That's all I got for you.
Oh, my Lord. Great.
That's all I got for
now
you.
I won't sleep.
That's all I got.
All right. Thanks, pal.
All right.
See you.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Lexington Parks and Recreation. Book your tee time at one of their five public courses at lexingtonky.gov. Play golf, Lexington.
Today on Backspin Golf, this has been awesome because it's been local. A lot of times we have guests from all over the country, all over the world. But today, Coach Brian Lane from Trancy and Perry French from right here, and now joining me, I'm very excited about this because she's great and the place she represents is great. We have on the phone with us Lauren Vernon from Keene Trace Golf Club, and we have a lot to talk about Keene Trace. So,
yes, we do.
Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for being with us here.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, now let's talk about Keene Trace, because
not only here in Lexington is this a unique experience in terms of a private club, but it's unique really anywhere I can think of. And I've lived in a lot of places around the country, but Keen Trace is really special because we have two great golf courses under one umbrella now.
Yes, that's correct.
And it's Champions. People around here know Champion Trace, and they know Keen Run. Now that it's all part of Keen Trace Golf Club, talk to us a little bit about why that experience is so great.
Sure. So a few years ago, Champion Trace and Keen Run merged into a 36-hole private club. And with that, just expanded our offerings and our amenities when we merged the two courses. So now being under one ownership, one umbrella, like you said, we are able to really be an all-inclusive place. We don't nickel and dime our membership. We include our cart fees, our green fees. We don't assess our membership. We try to include our amenities, you know, in our membership dues and whatnot. And so we're really able to offer the complete package, you know, of a 36-hole private club and what amenities members would expect with that. So it's really nice. We're, I think we're the only 36-hole club really, you know, in this, even beyond Lexington-Nicholasville area in central Kentucky. So it's really, it's nice to have the two courses.
Well, now it's really important. And for those listeners, a lot of people know some of the advantages of belonging to a club. We have five great public golf courses here. Obviously, in central Kentucky, we have great golf public golf courses. But for most of us, especially people listening who think, you know, when you join a private club, and you mentioned this, but I think we got to stress it because it's so important. There are all kinds of, I know other places and other friends of mine who belong to clubs, and they have a food and beverage minimum every month.
Right, not, and we don't.
Not at Keen Trace. In other words, if at other places, on top of what your membership fee and dues, and you every month you have to spend a certain amount on food and beverages, whether you use that or not. And to not have to worry about that, cart fees, no assessments, is an incredible, when you say all inclusive, it's an amazing thing. So you have a membership fee. And you join the club, and not only are we getting two great golf courses, you have a swimming pool, you have a fitness center,
right?
And I'm telling you this like you don't know it.
Right? I know you're doing my job for me.
Okay. Well, wait. I'll come over there and work with you anytime. It'll be awesome. But here's something else that I want to stress, and people have been listening to the show for a long time. I've had Larry Ward on the show, and we've talked about the High Performance Golf Academy. On the property over there at Keene is the High Performance Golf Academy with Larry Ward and Grover and all these Tyrus, all these incredible teachers and programs right there on the property.
Right. We really do. We want it to be the whole experience for the avid golfer, the junior golfer, the beginner, to advance. We want to be a place that hits all levels. So we do promote the junior golf. We partner with Larry Ward at High Performance, and he has a state-of-the-art heated, covered teaching facility. They have all the high-tech gear to really suit you up and analyze your golf swing. For our members, they do have benefits to utilizing that facility as well. They get discounts to the services, as well as if they just want to go practice in the wintertime. We share a range with HP, and that's located at the Keen Run course. So members can go utilize that, whether it's raining or I remember a few years ago with 18 inches of snow, I think we got, there were members out there hitting balls. So I think that's about when cabin fever set in. But we do have the option of, you know, playing or practicing year-round. With that being said, with two courses, we are open year-round. And then even weekly, there is 7 days of play because we have the two courses. So if one course is closed for maintenance or just upkeep, then the other alternating courses will be open. So
and that's,
it's a nice amenity to have in that as well.
It is, and that's a big, big deal because at other places, a lot of clubs are closed on Monday, or if they have to do maintenance, they'll have three of the fairways will be kind of roped off while they work on something. There's always 7 days a week. There's always one of these two great golf courses, or both. You can go over and play Keene in the morning, and you can play Champion in the afternoon. And boy, that sounds good. I gotta get a different job. Maybe I should come out there and work with you.
You would love it. I'm telling you, you'd love it. No, it is a great. It is great. And even the system we use for airifying our courses, we have a system called DryJect. Our ownership actually has DryJect franchised in Kentucky, and so we're able to utilize that service, which allows next day play. So our greens don't take weeks to heal. Membership can get out and play the very next day, and not feel the aftermath of the aerification process. So that's a really nice benefit too. It adds weeks on to your membership that typically you would be closed for, you know, aerifying the golf courses. So
that's awesome.
That's great. Our ownership really has invested so much of themselves and just what's needed to grow the game of golf, and they really have invested into this place to bring the member the best experience that they can have here. So as a staff person, it's fun to see all that. It's fun to see the growth. It's fun to see the kids out here playing senior golf take off in the summer. Our ladies leagues have really bolstered in the past 2.5 years. So it's been fun just to watch that grow. So.
Well, and you also have great people like you and like my buddy Brad Hicks over there.
There you go.
And it's just a fantastic experience all the way around. And I'm going to come out and see you very soon.
Come on.
Very soon.
Okay.
And is there anything before I let you go, anything else you want to throw in here? We have different kind of events during the summer going on. Anything that people should know?
We have, you know, internally with our membership, we always have social events going on. We don't have food and beverage minimums, but we do have restaurants that offer lunch and dinner in both clubhouses. The menu's great. I always say I gain weight during the season because I'm always eating here, and the food is so good.
Yes, it is.
But we do a big member tournament. We do a big member guest tournament every year. We do social events to, you know, bring families out, bring our membership out. Our junior rate goes up to the age of 30, so we have a lot of people within the 25 to 30 window. So it's a fun place to network and, you know, play in the men's league, meet new guys, meet new potential clients or whatever it is, you know, that you're using your membership for. We even have ponds that you can fish in. So we're a well-rounded establishment, and we really, we're not stuffy here. Our membership is very open and welcoming, and even from a standpoint that I have in working here, it's just a fun, relaxed atmosphere that is very inviting.
It
so
is.
It's great.
It's
when
like,
you come out, I'm going to get you on a golf board. We have these alternative golf carts. They're called golf boards. Have you heard of them? Were they here when you were here last year?
They weren't. And All right. I'm on my way. I'm coming over right now.
They're like this little Segway. It's a stand up. It looks like a skateboard with a handlebar. And you strap your bag onto the front.
They're awesome.
Our members love it. They're fun.
All right.
And have those, so
okay.
Have some fun things going on.
You got me. I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in.
There you go. Okay.
All right.
That's a fun deal.
Okay. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you.
Wait to get over there and see all of you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Matthew. I'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye. Well, that was fun. As it always is, every Sunday here on Backspin Golf, on this Easter Sunday, I want to thank our pals, first Perry French, of course. It was great to see him after 2 weeks of him not actually sitting across from me. I'm not used to that. I like it better when he's here. And for the really terrific tips, short game stuff that he does. And he's a great friend. And
I'm very appreciative of him being on the show with me every week, as he has been for 4 years. Also, our buddy Brian Lane, Coach Brian Lane, the greatest NCAA combination coach in history, as I like to say, for joining us to talk about Trancy Golf. And you know, Sean, that I'm the honorary associate head golf coach there. I think every person in Lexington knows that. Thanks to him, and good luck to the Pioneers the next couple weeks in their conference tournaments. And to Lauren Vernon from over at Keene Trace Golf Club. We are so happy to be associated with them. It's a fantastic experience. It's very affordable. They'll work with you on different ways for the membership fees to be taken care of. And just go check them out, Keene Trace Golf Club. And of course, as always, thanks to our partners here for the whole season of Backspin Golf, French Lick Resort. I'm going real soon. I'm going to go up there. We're going to do a show from up at French Lick. And then I'm going to play 36 holes. I'm going to play the Pete Dye course. I'm going to play the Donald Ross course. If I can make it through 36 holes. Of course I can. I'm a golfer. Darn it. Edwin Watts Golf. Go check. If you have not been over there, go check them out. They have so many great things going on over there for clothing, clubs, ball, everything. Everything you need. Check them out, Edwin Watts Golf. And, of course, Lexington Parks and Rec. Yesterday, Kearney Hill. Gorgeous. All five great golf courses here in Lexington. And talk about blessed. We are. So thanks to Mike Fields and my home course, Justin Molnix over at Kearney Hill. But all the courses are great with Lexington Parks and Rec. And we'll be back here next Sunday, 8:03 tee time, as always. It's Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300. Have a great Sunday.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf.